hey, come on. Come on in. Look, you don't have to be shy. My parents are out of town all weekend. It's just going to be you and me. And I know we'll have some fun together. Aw, come on. Don't be nervous. Look, I know I'm the hottest girl in school. And I know I have a bit of a reputation as a bit of a bitch. But don't believe everything you hear, sweetie. I know you've seen me pick on, you know, guys like you in the past and pass them up for the big hunky football players. But a girl can have layers. You know, there are certain needs a big strong man like that can't fill. And when I look at you, I see someone who should work just perfectly. So that's why I invited you over. To my place, all alone. Just the two of us. So how do you like it? Did you ever imagine you'd get to see the bedroom of a campus cutie like me? Well, there's no sense beating around the bush. I mean, you have to have some idea about why I asked you here. Come on, sweetie. I want you. And if the little bulge in your pants is any indication, I think you want me. So come on. Take them off. Strip for me. I want to see every inch of you. There we go. Get them off. Oh. Oh my god. Oh, we have got to take pictures of this. Hold still. Hold still. Don't try to cover it up. You must have the smallest dick in school. What a fucking loser. Hands at your sides. Do it. I'm glad I wasn't disappointed in how disappointing you are. In fact, I think it's the perfect little tiny size. You see, I figured with as awkward and useless as you were, you had to be hiding a tiny dick in those pants. And, well, I've got a use for a, boy like you. And if you don't want those pictures spread all over school, I think you'll do exactly what I say. Do you understand me? Good. So here's the deal. With something that tiny and pathetic between your legs, I'm guessing that you're probably a pretty big pervert, right? You see, guys get all these nasty desires and watch this really brutal hardcore porn, and it just gives them such funny little ideas. And unfortunately, that includes my boyfriend. You remember, the captain of the football team? The guy that gets called a tripod around school because we all know what he's packing in his pants? Well, he's got some dirty desires and some nasty tastes. And I'm not going to let him do those things to me. I mean, what kind of girl do you think I am? And that's where you come in, Pindick. If you want any hope of graduating without every girl in school knowing that there's nothing of interest in your pants, knowing just how pathetic you are, then you're gonna help me satisfy those urges of his. Who knows? A perverted little sissy freak like you might actually like it. But in the end, I don't care one way or the other. You're going to do it for me, because it's not about what you like or what you hate. It's not about you at all, sweetie. Really, in this relationship, you are just an object to be used as I see fit. You could try to struggle. You could try to fight. But we both know what the consequences will be. I'll tell mother and father that you broke into our place while they were out of town. We'll have the police come round your house. And in the meantime, everyone in school will get a little email. I'll hack your account so it looks like it's coming from you, where you just had to expose your tiny, shameful secret to the whole class. And honestly, I'm the nice one. If you ever display disobedience to my hunky alpha male boyfriend, I'm pretty sure that you'll be eating all your meals through a straw for the rest of your life. So come on, sweetie. What I'm going to do with you can't be as bad as all that. Can it? Well, I guess we'll find out. Here, I got some supplies just for this occasion. Come on, take the bag. Take it. Now, inside you'll find some pink lacy panties, some nice little stockings, some heels, not too high. You need time to learn. And a cute little shirt that says slut on it. Because that's what you are from this point forward. Come on. It's not like you were getting any from girls anyway. So hurry up and put them on. I want my boyfriend to open the door and find a sissy faggot fuck toy waiting for him. Come on, loser. We don't have all day. You just slip into these, and I'll take a few more pictures while you dress up. That's it. Aw, they just cradle your little dicklet so well. A little wobbly in those heels. There we go. That's my slut. Now, go over to my dresser and get yourself some bright red lipstick. Don't fall on your ass, dummy. Yeah, paint those lips like a little whore. Because from this day on, that's what you are. Think of it as your reward for being stupid enough to ever think a girl like me could be with a guy like you. Ah. Don't you look just precious? Ready for all the fucked up things that are going to be done to you. I gotta warn you, sweetie. He's got a sick mind and a fat dick. After today, I'm not sure you'll sit down for a week. And remember, the best case scenario here is that we kick you out with a stomach and ass full of cum. Then you can sneak home, cry, pretend to be a normal fucking person again. But we both know it's just pretend. It's always been pretend. Because this is the fate a guy like you deserves. There's no escaping it. If you even think of trying, well, your life will be ruined like that. Obey, and maybe after graduation, and, you know, years and years of therapy, you might have a chance of getting over this. I mean, it won't change the fact that you're inadequate as a man, but maybe you'd be able to find a happy life with someone with low expectations. Oh, hey. He's here. Why don't you wobble down to the door and greet him? I'm sure he's got a great big surprise for a dumb little sissy like you.